Welcome to the seventh installment of our Enlightening, IAM, series, where we explore the profound declarations of Jesus. Be encouraged as you discover these powerful insights, and feel free to read the entire series here. Introduction. In the Gospel of John, Jesus proclaims, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener," John chapter 15 verse 1. This statement, part of the last of his seven IAM declarations, offers profound insights into the relationship between Christ, his followers, and God the Father. By depicting himself as the true vine, Jesus emphasizes the importance of remaining connected to him to live a fruitful and fulfilling life. In this blog post, we will explore the meaning and implications of Jesus' metaphor of the vine and the branches. The true vine, a source of life and growth. Vines were a common sight in the agricultural society of ancient Israel, often symbolizing the nation itself in the Old Testament. However, unlike the often rebellious Israel, Jesus presents himself as the true vine, the perfect and ultimate source of spiritual life and vitality. The vine provides nourishment to the branches, allowing them to grow and produce fruit. Similarly, Jesus offers spiritual sustenance, enabling his followers to grow in faith and bear the fruits of righteousness. The Father as the gardener. Jesus introduces his Father as the gardener, emphasizing God's active role in nurturing and tending to the vine. The gardener's work involves both cutting off branches that bear no fruit and pruning the fruitful ones to enhance their productivity. This process of pruning may involve discipline, challenges, and trials, but it is ultimately for the believer's growth and greater fruitfulness. God's careful and intentional gardening ensures that each branch reaches its full potential. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Abiding in Christ. Jesus' command to remain in me is central to this metaphor. Just as branches cannot survive or bear fruit apart from the vine, believers cannot flourish spiritually without a continuous, abiding relationship with Christ. To remain in Jesus means to maintain a close, personal connection with him through prayer, reading and meditating on his word, and living in obedience to his teachings. This abiding relationship is the key to spiritual vitality and fruitfulness. The consequences of disconnection. Jesus makes it clear that apart from him, his followers can do nothing. A branch that is disconnected from the vine withers and is ultimately discarded. This stark imagery serves as a warning of the spiritual barrenness that results from a life lived apart from Christ. It is a call to self-examination, urging believers to assess their relationship with Jesus and ensure that they remain firmly connected to him. Bearing much fruit. When believers remain in Christ and he in them, they will bear much fruit. This fruit includes the characteristics of a Christ-like life, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-23. It also encompasses the impact of a believer's life on others, through acts of service, sharing the gospel, and living out one's faith in tangible ways. The fruit born through this abiding relationship brings glory to God and serves as a testimony of his transformative power. The promise of pruning. While the process of pruning can be painful, it is a necessary part of spiritual growth. Pruning removes what is dead or unproductive, allowing the branch to focus its energy on producing healthy fruit. In the same way, God may remove certain habits, relationships, or circumstances from our lives that hinder our spiritual growth. Though challenging, this process is a testament to God's love and his desire for us to live abundant, fruitful lives. Jesus' declaration, "I am the true vine," invites believers to a life of deep, abiding relationship with him. By remaining connected to Christ, we receive the spiritual nourishment and support needed to grow and bear much fruit. This fruitful life not only brings glory to God but also fulfills our purpose as his followers. Let us commit to abiding in Jesus, trusting in the Father's careful pruning, and embracing the abundant, fruitful life he offers. Related: Journey to Redemption, Discovering the Path to True Freedom and Peace.